I also join Harvey in wishing condolences to Steve. I'm sure he'll be listening to the share after the week of Shiva when he's halakhically able to. I even prepared a joke today that I thought Steve would appreciate. So when I get to it and share, you'll know that one's for Steve. Today's topic is called From Zadies to Saftas, Understanding the Halakhos of Honoring Grandparents. And no, it's not a mixed marriage of an American with an Israeli, a Zadie with a Safta. I just wanted to cover the whole basis of people. Whatever you refer to grandparents as, from Zadies to Babis, Saftas, Sabas. Grandparents in Halakha is, I believe, something which is quite relevant in this generation. Someone caught me Friday night. They heard about my topic. They told me over a story about their father. Their father grew up in New York, circa 1940s. And he said he was the only person in his class in school that had all his grandparents. In fact, so much so, he was embarrassed about it. That in that period of time in Jewish history, obviously Jews who had lineage from Europe, it's quite hard, if not impossible, to have all grandparents intact. Jews coming from Russia, all different arenas of the world, Jews were so persecuted, the idea of having grandparents was a chiddush. Even if you grew up in America, then it could be your grandparents were from, but you probably wouldn't be from. And definitely not something we should take for granted today, the Baruch Hashem. We live in a different world, and Baruch Hashem, we have grandparents, many people, and it's something definitely to appreciate and respect. So, probably this audience, hopefully I'm talking on two sides of the spectrum. We could talk about, hopefully, some people, the appreciation of honoring their grandparents. But also on the other side, if you are a grandparent, you should know what's coming to you. If you're not yet a grandparent, you should appreciate what Bezat Hashem will come to you. People joke about the fact that they knew how great grandkids were, they would have them first. So today I want to go through some halakhas about grandparents. It actually comes up, as we'll see soon, something in this past week's parsha. So I focused on seven questions regarding the issue of grandparents, practical questions, which we'll go through. The first of the seven questions, very basic. Is there a mitzvah to honor grandparents? Now, what I mean in asking that question is, we know in the Torah values your elders. Mipnei seva tako. You're on a bus, and an older person comes on, you should get up your seat, give up your seat, for the older person. Mipnei seva talkum, there's an ending of kavod of standing up for an older person. Of course, we understand that. What we're asking is a higher madrega. Is there a mitzvah similar to the mitzvah of kibud al va'em, that one has to honor parents? Is there also a mitzvah of honoring grandparents? Is that a specific mitzvah similar to kibud al va'em? So, even if we answer to this question no, of course one has to respect grandparents because they're older, and probably, besides, even if there isn't a chiv of kibbutz aveim, there still will be a certain derech eretz. He's your grandfather. We perhaps talk about great-grandfathers, how that works, that same difference. But regardless, of course there's an added level of respect because of their age, and an added level of derech eretz because of who they are. The question is there halachically binding chiyuv of kavod zikno similar to the chiyuv of kibud al ve'im? I'll just throw out one simple nafkamina, not so simple. And in some ways it might be more relevant to a grandfather than a father. You're a surgeon, and you're a great doctor, you perform surgeries. Can you perform a surgery on your grandfather? In Hilchos Kibud al Ve'im, if you're a doctor, it's not poshut to perform a surgery on a parent, because you're doing chavala. You're hitting the parent. Now, granted, there's a positive reason for doing so, but the post can talk about, could a person perform a surgery on a father? So if there's a chiyuv of kavod zikno, similar to kibud al ve'im, that would be a nafkamina. One may not be able to perform a surgery. Obviously, in ideal situations, if you're the only doctor, that's different. If you're the best doctor, maybe that's different. But if there is a chiyuv, if it's just when they say v'takom, hey, you're allowed to perform surgeries on older people. If it's a derech eretz issue, you probably would be allowed to. But if it's a chiyuv of kibud al ve'im that you have for a grandparent, then that might be one area. You can't perform chavala, you can't hurt them. You can't perform a surgery on them. Second question. If the answer is yes, there is a mitzvah of honoring grandparents, where does that rank vis-a-vis parents? Parents want something, and grandparents want something. Who gets kedima? Who goes first? A grandparent or a parent? That's a second question to ask. And also, we'll see multiple nafkaminas in that. Number three. Is there a difference between your Zaidi and your Babi? We know by kibud al ve'im, there's chiyuv to both parents, a father and mother. Is it make for a difference by grandparents? People are looking at me. How could you not respect your Babi? You have to respect your Zaidi. Doesn't sound nice. But depending on what the nature of the din is based on, there might be a nafkamina between a grandfather versus a grandmother, even though there is no basic nafkamina between a father and mother. Just for the record, there is a din of kedima. A father gets over a mother for a reason we'll explain later in the share. So that's question number three. Question number four. Is there a difference whether one's parent is alive or not? Is there a different relationship between a grandparent if the parent is no longer living? Does that change the equation? The grandparent is living, but unfortunately your parent is not. So when we talk about the idea of honoring grandparents, is that only in a scenario where you have parents? Or no? Regardless, whether you have parents, don't have parents, there's an individual chiyuv to honor a grandparent. We'll see about that. Question number five. This is a nice one. Baruch Hashem, you became a grandfather yourself. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. There's a boy, Sunday morning bris. All your friends are coming. Who should get sandik? The father of the Aviyah ben or the grandfather? Right? Keeping notes, that means the grandfather of the kid or the great grandfather of the kid. Obviously, the kid having the bris doesn't have a say in the matter. So you, the parent, are the one, you, the child, right? You're the one who's picking, okay, who's going to be the sandik? So who should you pick? Should you pick your father? Should you pick a grandfather? Always a good out. You can pick the rabbi. But if one's deciding, who goes first? A parent or a grandparent? I gave an angle of the share over Shabbos, focusing more on the Chumash aspect. But someone brought up a very nice additional nafkamina, which I'd like to call question number 6. No? Let's say, Rachmanus Litzlan, you're older, and both your parents and your grandparents are no longer living. And let's say, for example, you want to dedicate a Sefer Torah to a shul. Who should you dedicate it for? Your parent or your grandparent? Okay, I'll do both. Put on the mantle for both.
It's getting expensive.
Okay, yeah. Not so simple. You want to put up a plaque. Right? Plaque only gets one name. Which name comes first? Should I first buy a plaque for my parent? For one's parent? Or should one do it for one's grandparent? And finally, question number 7. By Neiman did not ask me to put in this question, but I thought of this myself. You know, you fill out tuition applications, they'll always ask the question, who are the grandparents?
Who you send the bill to?
So the innocuous way, they want to send a nachas report to the grandparents. But there is an idea of what I hear. Some situations, you can sometimes have grandparents participating in paying off tuition for their grandchildren. Is there such a thing or not? Is there a basis for such a thing or not? Grandparents being involved in paying tuition for their grandchildren. This is a loaded question. So those are... I see you're the parent. So those are 7 issues I'd like to touch on today in the share. And hopefully by the end, we'll have clarity in all these issues. Now really, this shir begins in this passage parsha. After Yaakov Avinu was told that Yosef's still alive, Yaakov of course says, I want to see Yosef before I die. And Yaakov prepares to embark on the big journey to go down to Mitzrayim. And as we know, that's the beginning of that chapter in Jewish history of the Jews in Mitzrayim. It seems Yaakov Avinu was a little nervous about such a thing. He understood the ramifications of going down to Mitzrayim. It's interesting, he stopped off on the way in Be'er Sheva to be mispalt to Hashem and bring karbanos as a means for preparing for entering into Galus. And the Pasuk says, Vayisa Yisrael, and Yaakov traveled, V'chol asher lo, V'yavo Be'er Sheva, V'yizbach Zvachim, L'elokei Aviv Yitzchak. And he went and brought karbanos for the God of Yitzchak. Rashi seems to be bothered by, you look through Sefer Bereishis, the others are usually listed together. Yaakov Avinu Mispalo, he's Mispalo, about Pachad Yitzchak and Alkei Avram. How come over here, when it came to this karbon, the karbon of the karbon was dafka dedicated to Alkei Yitzchak? So Rashi writes the following: Chayiv Adam bekavod aviv, Yosef mikavod zikno. A person is chayiv, is obligated in the honor of one's parent, greater than the honor of one's grandparent. And that's why Yaakov Avinu dedicated this carbon to Yitzchak and not to Avram. So from the simple reading of this Rashi, it sounds like there is a chiyuv to a parent, but also to a grandparent. It's just the chiyuv to the parent comes first. That's what seems beferish from this Rashi. There is a chiyuv to honor grandparents. And really, Yaakov should honor Avraham Avinu. But the chiyuv to Yitzchak comes first. That's what seems pashtus from this Rashi. What's very interesting is when we go to Shulchan Aruch, this Rashi becomes a very debated point. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Kibud Al Ve'Eim, Siman Reish Mem, it's on top of your sheets. First it begins, I can't resist. Chayiv Adam L'Chavid Chamov, random halacha, a person has to honor his father-in-law. There are those who make a diuk over here. Doesn't say anything about a mother-in-law. Haga. I don't think my mother-in-law listens to this share. Haga. Yesh omrim. The ein adam chai bechavid avi aviv. The Rambam writes, there are those who hold there is no chiyuv to honor grandparents. However, the Einanirli, the Rambam says, I don't see such a position. El dechayu bekavod aviv, yosher mekavod avi aviv. You have a chiyuv for both. Just a father, a parent, takes precedence. So from the Shulchan Aruch, you see two shitas. You see the idea that we just said before. And in fact, they say the source of the Ramah is this Rashi. That there is a chiyuv to honor grandparents. Just a parent's chiyuv comes first. But the Ramah also brings a shita, which is a shita of the Maharik. And the Maharik holds there is no chiyuv to honor grandparents. Absolutely no chiyuv. In fact, the language of the Maharik, it's brought in the back on your sheets by the Bach. Kos of Maharik, Shinira She'ein Ben HaBen Chai B'Kavod Zikno. A grandson has no chiyuv in honoring his grandfather. Sha'rei Lo Metzinu B'Shum Makom She'Yizchayiv. There is no place you find in the Torah that there is such a chiyuv of honoring grandparents. That's what Maharik says. Oh, okay. Good. It's one of the questions. That's the next question about that. But what I'd first like to deal with is the obvious question. How's Maharik read this Rashi? In fact, if you look, go back to the first part of the sheet, the Taz, when he brings a commentary here on the Ramah, what's the source of honoring parents and grandparents? Parents first, but also grandparents. He says the source is Cain Perish Rashi B'Chumish on this part, Pasuk. V'teima Aldea Rishona. It's an absolute bomb question on the first opinion, Shua Ma'arik. Dinel Mimenu Perish Rashi B'Chumish. That it's hidden from him, Rashi and Chumish. How did he miss a Rashi and Chumash? Your kid in high school over here has to take a Chumash test. He's got to know all these Rashis. You think your high school age kid knows more than the Maharik? How did the Maharik miss this point? I also can't resist. I found yesterday a Shach. The Shach is the arch nemesis of the Taz. Right? It's okay if I use that language. Arch nemesis of the Taz. So, in his piece called Nekudas HaKesef, he attacks, the Shach attacks his Taz. I don't remember seeing this in another spot. He's like, hey, why are you attacking the Maharik from Rashi? Ask further. This Rashi, as you see, is based on a Medrash. Why did he attack the Maharik from the Medrash, which is the source of everything? Gosh, talk about picking on people. He's asking a good question. But he's asking, you're asking from Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash is based on the Medrash. So he says, it could be, not everybody had Midrashim. This is what the Shach writes. Well, Rashi is something, it's one of the Chiyuvim of Shnayim Mikra. You could do Shnayim Mikra with Unklis. Maybe some folks can say nowadays just in good English translation. But you could also do it with Rashi. So Rashi is so shagur b'fiv, is so well known, that's a question of Maharik. Did he do Shnayim Mikra? He doesn't know Rashi? Okay, a Medrash he might have missed. But Rashi? Very interesting.
So you might have missed, you may not have it. available.
Right. Could be. I personally went through the Medrash, and I think Rashi is so much more clearer than the Medrash. So if I was Taz, I understand why you would ask from Rashi more than the Medrash. But either way, that's a serious question. If you're the Ma'arik, you say there's no chiyuv to honor grandparents, how do you read this Rashi? For the record, I happened to give a chumash here yesterday, so I found three defenses for the Ma'arik from a collection of people. How do they read this Rashi? I'll just quickly say over three ideas. There's one found in the Gilui Marsha from Shlomo Eger. He says, you want to bring a halachic source to something? Don't quote a Rashi in Chumash. Especially, he says, there's a Rashi in Makos, which is Mashma, the opposite, that there is no chiyuv to honor a grandparent. He says this is included in Ein Lameidim in HaMedrash. One can't learn halacha from a Gadata. For the record, that's not a simple statement. There are many halachas we learn out of a Gadata, especially in the Musar world, coming from Yisrael Salanter, there are many halachas you learn from a Gadata. So, but that's one defense that the Gilui Marsha of Shlomo Eger has. There's a Perush, there's a Yud Gimel Perushim on Rashi, a new Chumash they came out with. They collected 13 different Perushim on Rashi. So one of them is a Be'er Basada, he's an Achron. And he writes, how do you read Rashi? Chayiv Adam Mekavav Aviv, Yoser Mekavav Zikna. A partial way to read Rashi is they are both Chiyuvim, comparable Chiyuvim. So he, what you would say, drays it. No, it means, you're chayiv to honor your father, al tzkibla ve'eim, more than your grandfather, who's a regular chiyuv of Nei Sefer Takum. That also is quite a dray. Pashup Shad Rashi's equating these two chiyuvim. Just like there's a chiyuv to honor your father, there's also a chiyuv to honor your grandfather, except the father comes first. But that's another way he got out of it. A third way, which is interesting, in the back of the new Shulchan Aruch, they have the base Hillel. So he wants to defend the Ma'arik by saying, in this particular situation, where Yaakov Avinu was honoring Yitzchak, his father, but at the same time, his grandfather was the Gadol Hador. His grandfather, we understand, the Skatno Adoros applies even within the Avos. And in a certain sense, Avram Avinu was greater than Yitzchak. And therefore, he wants to say a chiddush that Hilchos Kibud of the Aim precedes Kavod of the Gadol Hador. You want to honor your father, or you want to honor Avraham Avinu, the Gadol Hador. Kibud of the Aim would supersede that. That's how he reads it.
That's only if it's a teacher, if he teaches you himself.
Yeah, well, it could be Hilchos Gadol Hador. It might be even if you don't have any direct connection. Like people like that, a certain respect. We've unfortunately just had a situation. You know, there are many people who never had any connection to this Rav Steinemann from Bnei Brak, and they didn't know who this person was. But somebody who was one of the leaders of the Jewish world, you know, regardless of whether you have direct connection, there's a certain respect that innately is due. So all these ways are not the simple way to read Rashi. The Ramah reads Rashi Kipshuto, there's a chiyuv to honor a parent, there's a chiyuv to honor a grandparent. Rashi's comparing those two. He's just saying there's kedima for a father. So that's the Ramah's position, but the Ma'arik is of the opinion, there is no chiyuv to honor one's grandparents. Again, I would... So halacha l'maisa, we'll see in a moment. I believe most people side with the Ramah over the Ma'arik. In fact, the Ramah himself is rejecting the Ma'arik. He's bringing the Ma'arik, and he's rejecting it. For the record, the Gra finds sources to support the Ma'arik. But Af Al Pi Kein, people understand the Gra, for sure the Aruch HaShulchan spells it out, that we do paskin that there is a chiyuv to honor grandparents. We do paskin that. But to know, there is a sheet of the Ma'arik who said there is no such chiyuv. There'll be a chiyuv in Nei Sefer Takum. to be a chiyuv, maybe a halachas derech eretz, to honor one's grandparent, source of your lineage. But it's not a chiyuv like Ibn Aveim according to the Marik. Now, go into the second sheet, to go into the Ramah, who says there is a chiyuv, but a parent comes first. How do we understand such an idea? What's the basis of this chiyuv of kavod to a grandparent? So we have a source, right? He fits very well with this Rashi. But what's the basis of it? How do we understand the nature of this chiyuv? Why is there a chiyuv to honor one's grandparent? So probably the simplest way to explain it, and this you find multiple achronim take this position, is the chiyuv to honor a grandparent comes through the chiyuv of kibud av v'em. The Torah says one should honor your parents. Why do you honor your parents? The most basic reason, famous idea, shlosha shutfin ba'adam. There are three partners in a person. God, one father, one's mother. So being the fact he's your biological father, he was part of your creation. So innately, hukish kvodim l'kavod amakom, the Gemara says, we compare kibud av v'em to such an important mitzvah, right, in the Aseres HaDibros, it's been avim l'makom, such an important major mitzvah. Where's that mitzvah stem from? According to many people, it stems from shlosha shutfin ba'adam, just he created you. So, you go back a generation, who created your father? Your grandfather, with Hashem. Grandmother. So, memela, through your one's father, one has a chiyuv to one's grandfather. Such an idea. You always have to look back. I can't help tell over. There's a nice, it's a story, but it's a joke. This is not the one. But one time there was a dispute in Rav Moshe's yeshiva, Masifta Tiferes Yerushalayim, Lower East Side, that there was a boy who wanted to stay a little bit longer in learning. Parents wanted to go off into college. And they discussed it with Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe said, you know, he's a very good boy, he's learning studiously. Hey, you know, I think it'll be appropriate for him to stay longer in yeshiva. So the parents said, look, Rabbi Feinstein, we value your opinion, but I'll tell you this, right? And we respect your opinion as the opinion of God. You're a man of God, of course. But doesn't the Gemara say there's three partners in a person? A father, a mother, and God. So we outvote you. So Rav Moshe was very quick on his toes. He's not going to lose by a one-third majority. He said, well, actually, if you go back a generation, Hashem's also a partner in your creation. So there's more tzadim for Hashem than for you. Because even each parent, a chelek of their vote stems from Hashem. So if I represent Hashem, I win the math. Not bad. But similarly, that's the idea over here. Is a parent is a partner in creation, creating a child, but by extension, a grandparent is also. A grandparent has a chelak in everything that happens to the descendants, and for that, there's a reason that one should respect grandparents. That perhaps is Pshat Ramah. It's so an interesting discussion based on this. The Yad Avram, it's one of the Perushim in Shulchan Aruch, discusses, well, if the chiyuv to honor a grandparent stems from the parent, so like the issue we discussed before, let's say the parent is no longer living. Does one have to honor, then, the grandparent? Because in a certain sense, your connection to the grandparent was cut off. And the Yad Avram wants to argue that, look, if your chiyuv to honor your grandparents stem from your parent, and your parent was no longer living. So that's the link. You lost the link. You no longer have nachiyuv. So firstly, I see from some of the faces around here, logically, that's hard to hear. This is the one for Stevie. You know why? Because seemingly, if you had a chiyuv to honor your grandparent, what are you going to say? It's taken away? This is the greatest area ever to say something gets grandfathered in. You had the chiyuv. All of a sudden, it gets taken away? It's hard to hear such a thing. But additionally, it's worse. Such an idea, you could destroy from this Rashi. What's Rashi talking about over here? Simple reading of Rashi, like the Ramah says, is a chiyuv to a parent and a chiyuv to a grandparent. Just the parent comes first. At this point in Jewish history, when Yaakov was bringing these korbanos, was Yitzchak alive? Yitzchak was already dead. And yet Rashi's discussing the chiyuv of honoring a parent and a grandparent. Seemingly a very clear proof that the idea of honoring one's grandparent is irrelevant whether the parent is alive or not. Once you create that bond through the parent, it lasts forever. And even if the parent is no longer alive, of course you still have a chiyuv to the grandparent. No, we weren't saying it's the father's chiyuv. It's the grandchild's chiyuv
right.
Through the fact he had a father.
Is it the direct chiyuv or is it chiyuv that because your father's moving to his cover too, so therefore I'm moving to follow it?
I wasn't saying. I wasn't saying, well, look, because your father has to listen, so you have to listen too. That's not the way we said it. The way we said it was, since your grandfather's also a shutif in your creation through your father. So Mamela, that's why you get it too.
What on earth would be the smart? He still created you.
Right, right.
Why would that make any difference?
You're right. No, actually, I'll step back. Rabbi Shaffron said it. If it's more practical that your father's here, and maybe honoring your grandfather is also mean of honoring your father, and then the father's not alive, so maybe that would be, okay, you're right. That might fit a little bit better, if you said it like that. But either way, the chori you see from this Rashi that's irrelevant of whether the father's no longer living, that chiyuv to honor a grandparent is still there. However, I found at least two other reasons why one would honor grandparents. So again, the first reason we have is that you honor the grandparent through the fact you're honoring your father. I could say that two ways. Either because he's also a shutif, or I like your way, I'll take your way too. Or because you also have to honor, look, your father has to honor him, so you have to honor your father. It's also part of honoring your father. Both of those would say that there's a kedima to a father. If honoring my grandparent really comes through honoring my father, the nature of the chiyuv came about through that, so then of course that's why there's kedima to one's father. Yes?
By honoring a grandfather, doesn't it lessen the burden that the kibbutz that your father has to honor his father?
Sometimes, perhaps, right. So you might be doing two at the same time, but there still might be an inyan, who should I show kavod to first? Right. I first have to show kavod to my father.
But that could be a svara why you have to honor a grandfather.
So I'm not sure. We'll talk about it. I'll show you about the case. You're probably thinking the Sanda case. So we'll see. Yes?
I think there's a little bit of a stretch we're pulling out from Rashi here because he's specifically in a case where they're both no longer alive.
Right.
But it doesn't automatically mean that if they're both alive, you necessarily have to do the father first. Although we learn that way, but if you're pulling it out of this Rashi, I don't know that you
okay,
can do that. You're really making a stretch.
I see your math.
And if your grandparent's still alive but your father isn't alive, then for sure there's a question of whether now is your obligation to the grandfather greater than the parent.
Very good point. Okay, we'll talk about this. I would like to put down two alternative reasons why one has to honor grandparents, and we'll see some nafkamina in this. The Gro brings an idea. It's my son's favorite idea. He learned this. He actually came to my share yesterday. He said, why didn't you bring this up? I'm like, tune in tomorrow. But there's a concept that Gemara says, B'nei banim harehim kibanim. Grandchildren are like children. B'nei banim harehim kibanim. So much so, the Gemara in Yevamos takes this as far as saying, in terms of the mitzvah of Puruvu, a person has a chiyuv to have children. It's one of the harder mitzvahs in the Torah because there are certain aspects that are not in your control.
Right.
And that itself is an interesting share you could give. I found good Amor Moshe has a beautiful shot. But the Gemara talks about an idea of a person fulfilling the din of Puruvu, the mitzvah of Puruvu, through one's grandchildren. The Gemara says, "B'nei banim harehim kibanim," and having grandchildren, person only had one child, didn't have the minimum two. But through grandchildren, perhaps one could be mekayim the mitzvah of Puruvu. The Gemara discusses such an idea, and the principle involved, "B'nei banim harehim kibanim," grandchildren are like children, is a principle which some, the Gro amongst them, said that would be a reason why one has to honor grandparents. Because if you, your grandfather, you're like a son, not just because he feels like he's your son, but halakhically, he's considered like a son, then of course there's a mitzvah of kibud av v'aim for me to honor my father. The relationship the Torah, the window the Torah gives us, what's the relationship between a father and a person and his grandchildren? That's akin to the relationship of a father and a son. So if on his perspective, b'nei banim harehim kibanim, so of course the grandchild's perspective has to be the same. And therefore one would honor a father and a grandfather. Perhaps there's some kedima of alpikein, he's your father, b'nei banim harehim kibanim, they're like banim. The father still might get a one-up if it's a choice between the two. The father wins out. But there's a respect, a kavod, deserving to grandparents. What's interesting, in this idea, there would be no room for any debate, like you just brought up before, about what happens if the father is no longer living. Because seemingly, Anathanami, he was a link, but the source of the kavod, in a certain sense, is irrelevant of the father. B'nei banim harehim kibanim. I don't care how you got there, but this kid is my kid. If he's my grandson, b'nei banim harehim kibanim. He's my kid. This would really mean the chiyuv of the honored grandparent is not because of your father. It's innately in the relationship between a grandson and the grandfather. B'nei banim harehim kibanim. Beautiful idea. Fascinating idea. Right? We don't say, well, the father's getting credit for Puruvu, so the grandfather can't double dip the credit. How's one kid count for Puruvu for a father and a grandfather? Teretz is, it's two separate relationships. There's a relationship of a grandfather to a grandchild, which is, in a certain sense, is irrelevant, a relationship of the father to the son. That's why it could count for Puruvu. And that's why the Gro says there'd be an inyan of honoring one's grandparent. B'nei banim harehim kibanim.
Is this a source for grandparents, a grandparent, a grandchild not getting aliyahs back to back?
Interesting. I believe that would, a very good point, that would work. Right. There is an halacha brought down like you bring up, that ideally you say a grandparent and a grandchild should not get aliyahs together. Right? Okay, that's always a good thing to avoid. But yeah, that might be. But there's a big nafkamina in this pshat. And this the Gra himself spells out. If you look in the Gra, Os Lama Dalad, the last line in Marmukam Dalad, then nearly Tila Avi Imo Potter. Here he goes as far as saying to Avi Imo, father of one's mother. Perhaps it might apply to a grandmother too. A bubby too. Kumosha Kasabrishas Rabba, Ine Bonos, Enam Kibanim. The Gemara there has a discussion. B'nei banim harem gabanim. What about b'nei banos? Grandchildren through your daughter. Is that the same as grandchildren through your father? Very interesting. You know, obviously it doesn't carry, unless she has a hyphenated name, you don't carry the same name on the girl's side as the boy's side. But the Gemara itself makes such a distinction that maybe there's a difference between b'nei banim, b'nei banos. B'nei banim is a specific relationship of children of sons. It might also be, is a bubby the same? B'nei banim arein kibanim. What about a grandmother? If it's through the first idea, it's through the parent, so of course that applies to grandmothers. If there aren't your grandmother too?
Grandmother through the father. The paternal grandmother is still B'nei banim.
So you would say a grandmother through the father would still be B'nei banim. But through the girl on the other side, say, I wonder, what's the reason for Mechav between B'nei banim and B'nei banos?
True.
Well, the girl doesn't mention that case. If he held... He only says one case is Potter. He should have also said...
Well, he's going down that
way to say that.
He's saying a bigger Kiddush. Even a male grandfather, but he's... But it's through...
It wouldn't apply to the grandmother. He doesn't say that.
Okay.
Presumably, it wouldn't extend that far.
Okay. I hear.
If he was through the parent, it wouldn't apply to the whole... There wouldn't be enough Kamina.
Right, exactly. If the Chiv is through the parent, then of course your Bubby's included. But once you start chopping up the chiyuv, it gets a little tricky. I'll show you the next one. That for sure might be an issue. The Bach brings another very interesting source. One might be the chiyuv of honoring grandparents. If you look in the Bach, right before, like it juts in a little bit, right before those steps going downwards, the bigger lines. Visu. Kivan de zikna chayiv alamdo Torah. The Gemara in Kedushin says that a grandfather has an obligation to teach Torah to a grandchild. Kivs parakam in the Kedushin. Heichsalka adaitach tu nechshavo leben alamdo Torah. He's your child. Your grandchild's your child, your son, when it comes to teaching Torah. Vu einu nechshavo la'av in Kivan. But he's not considered your son in terms of kibbutz. Sounds like from the way the Bach is saying it, we know from this Gemara and Kedushin, there's a relationship between grandchildren and their grandfathers in terms of Talmud Torah. Gemara quotes a beautiful pasuk, V'adatu v'necha, u'levnei v'necha, yom ha-shemata, alufnei al-kacha b'sinai, that a grandfather has an obligation to teach Torah to his grandson. We'll get to that later. And thus, he says, if you have an obligation, if he's your son, that you have to teach him Torah, of course it comes with it the idea of kavod. How can you split those two? He's your son, you have to teach him Torah, but he doesn't mechabed you? Of course he has to be mechabed you. That's what he says. Now this idea... No one says in that Gemara there's an obligation on the Babi to teach her grandkid Torah. She should. But the Gemara specifically, there's a chiv of a grandfather to teach Torah to a grandson. So that chiv would be a chiv for a grandfather, but not a chiv for a grandmother. If that's the basis of where kibud av ein or kavod zikno comes from. It would only be to a grandfather, but not to grandmother. The source of it stems from the fact the grandfather has an obligation to teach Torah to his grandchild. And going backwards, the grandchild has an obligation of kavod to that grandfather. But if there's no Torah relationship, no teaching Torah relationship between the grandmother and the grandchild, that kavod wouldn't exist. Yes?
Yeah, well, traditionally, in Europe and in the early this country, the grandmother was the one who was the main source of Emuna. In other words, she may not have a very rudimentary Torah education.
Excellent.
But the children learn the strength of belief in God from primarily the grandmother.
Yes. I agree to that 100%. And really, Shlomo Melech says, Shema b'ni musar v'icha, v'al titas Torah simecha. There is a concept of quote-unquote Torah simecha, and that was well put. There, that Babi, the grandfathers were still out working, paying the bills. The grandmothers were still in the house, and their Muna Pshuta teaching their grandchildren, infused them with so much of the Yiddishkeit they have. No question about it. And I would say Hilchos Derek Eretz, Hilchos Hakaris HaTov, one owes tremendous amount to your bubbies. Despite the fact, I'm sure, how much telling the bubbies said, you know, for their grandchildren. It's just a survivor America. 100%. But what we're talking about, specifically the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, a woman's Talmud Torah is not the same as a man's Talmud Torah. It also deserves a share. Especially, you know, we have to understand the roles of men and women in the world today. But I haven't touched those topics yet. Oh, boy. Yeah. But according to this one, L'chora would only be to the grandfather, not the grandmother. Yes?
David, that's Peshat in the Shulchan Aruch, where it starts off with Halacha, the Chumah, that the father has a chiyuv to the father-in-law, the Mechad, that all of a sudden the Rambam starts talking about honoring grandparents.
And what's the connection, right?
What's the connection? And it could be based on the Gra and the Bach, that it's saying that to the extent that your father has a chiyuv to honor his father-in-law, your extension of honoring is only to your grandfather, not to your grandmother, not to, right? So they're just like the Gra and the Bach is saying.
Interesting. Now, you're taking my joke a little too far.
But I'm saying, but it's a right, no.
Right? Saying, when it says father-in-law, it Pausch doesn't mean mother-in-law too.
Well, right, but when you take the Gra, you take the Bach, maybe it could be.
Maybe only a father, right. It's a very good point. For the record, it was brought up before. That's one of the questions the Bach himself asked on the Ma'arik. He's like, how can someone say there's no chiyuv to honor grandparents? If there is a chiyuv in Shulchan Aruch, it's clear to honor a father-in-law. Like, why is a grandparent worse than an in-law? It's all a good point.
Right, but if you have a choice, if your mother's asking you to pass a law to your father,
right,
you
right,
give to your father.
Correct.
Your mother has an honor. Yeah, has a chiyuv to honor. So too, your extension to honor to your father, to your grandfather,
might be limited. Right? I hear. We'll get to that in a second too. Yes.
The concept of the Torah as an example for applying this becomes much harder because in the event that there's no parents, the general congregation has an obligation to make sure the child's still learning. And beyond that, I mean, we all have an obligation. You know, you have someone who's about two and their parents are still alive.
Right.
I mean, I don't have to teach them,
but the answer is, there might be an obligation, but that's Hilchos Chesed. That's not what we're talking about as the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. There's a chiyuv for a father, and there's a special chiyuv for a grandfather. What happens when there's no parents, no grandparents around? You're right, there's a community's obligation. It's not the same obligation. It's an obligation of chesed.
Right. My point is, it's a matter of level as yes. opposed to yes or no.
Yes. I'd like to share with you a third idea here. A third totally different idea in the obligation to honor one's grandparents. Practically, Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings it down. And I didn't find that, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be going like the Ramah. But it's a fascinating idea, nonetheless, to see. Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings, of course, it's a chiyuv to honor grandparents. But you know what he says? There's a greater chiyuv to honor a grandparent. A greater chiyuv. Why is there a greater chiyuv to honor a grandparent over a parent? This is the idea that was mentioned a couple times already. It's a Gemara in Yevamos and a Gemara in Kedushin. If your father asks you to get them water, and your mother asks you to get them water. So, you have to listen to one's father. The Gemara says, because look, your mother has to respect your father, and you have to respect your father. So that's why your father comes first. If your mother has to isolate it, of course, one has to respect the mother. So follow that through to a grandparent. If a grandparent asks you to do something, and your father asks you to do something, well, the father has to listen to his grandparent, to his parent. So Mimela, shouldn't that be a reason? If that was a reason why a father comes before a mother, shouldn't that also be a reason why a grandfather comes before a father? That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. Hold on. But the problem with that, let's spell this out for a moment, is that same Rashi we have over here in this week's Parsha. Rashi says, Chayiv Adam the Kavod Aviv, Yoser me Kavod Ziknam. Not just the Ma'arik, Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a problem. How does he read Rashi? Rashi says that Yaakov honored Yitzchak over Avraham. So to this, Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a good out. Of course it's a chiyuv to honor both fathers and grandfathers. But here you could kick in the clause, what happens when the father dies. It's only when the father and the grandfather are alive, there the grandfather gets precedence. But once they pass on, the nature of the kedima goes off. Now the father's chiyuv comes first. Very interesting, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. In a lifetime when everyone's alive, the grandfather comes before the father. Because the father has to first honor the grandfather. And you have to honor him too. But once they both pass on, there, and that's what Rashi's talking about over here by Yitzchak, there, the kedima goes, the father comes first. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's vantage point. Very interesting. Rabbi Akiva Eiger seemingly is clearly using this svara, he spells it out, of Rashi, of the Gemara in Yevamos, the Atav Avicha, Chayim Kavod Imecha, Atav Imcha. It's questionable, does he also hold of some of these other svaras we said before, in general, how to honor them? Is that a svar on top of those svaras? Okay, I want to get to the nafkaminas. So let's go back to our seven questions. Really what we have here, we portray today, is three different opinions in honoring, is there a chiyuv to honor grandparents? So to answer the first question, is there a chiyuv to honor grandparents? Halacha l'maaseh, the answer is yes. There is a chiyuv to honor grandparents, my kibud avei. The Ma'arik says not, but he's outvoted. Most achronim, most poskim, later poskim, seem to side the Ramah sides, our Hashochim sides. There is a chiyuv to honor one's grandparent. The Ramah says, but a father comes first. Rabbi Akiva Eiger had this position to say, no, the grandfather comes first. But that would answer the first question. Is there a chiyuv, like everything in Machlokas, but we paskin yes. Who comes first? So that's what we just said. Paschus, we paskin, the father would come before the grandfather. There is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who would say no, a grandfather could come first. When he's alive. Once one's dead, one wouldn't. Question three. Does it also apply to grandmothers? Simple answer is yes. If you have to honor a grandfather, you would also have to honor a grandmother. The one clear exception I brought down was if you say it's based in Talmud Torah, and then seemingly the grandmother would not be included in that. Maybe in the Grub's idea, there's also room, I think I saw people in the Grub talking about it too. But simply, yeah, one wouldn't have to honor grandparents, grandmothers too.
But where do we see that clause? We didn't. I mean, every halakha we brought down, shall we not? So which halakha was it?
No, we saw that
grandmother.
That you would be chayiv the grandmother.
Where do you see it? Which one was it? The Gemara wasn't saying you're chayiv the grandmother.
Right, the Gra wasn't... The classic idea that it's stemming through the father. Shlosha Shatvin. Bach brings that, others bring that. So she's just
so much... I thought Bach would be more Talmud Torah to say not.
He brought multiple reasons. So if you take the reason of there's multiple Shatvin in a person, multiple partners in creation, the grandmother's part of that creation too. Just like they told the Ramosha, I get a vote too. So, you would say grandmother. Now hold on. Let's talk about, we talked about, does it apply even after the parent is alive or not? So that would, pashtus, it would apply regardless of whether the parent is alive or not. The only place where you have that naftimina is in Rabbi Kiyager's world. If you want to say that there's a chiyuv of kedima, the grandparent, over a parent, there Rabbi Akiva Eger would say that's only in the lifetime of the parents and grandparents. But pashtus applies regardless of whether the parent's alive or not. What should I do about a case of a sandik? Who should you give sandik to at a bris? The father or the grandfather? So I saw someone talk about this. So pashtus, you go with the Ramah. The Ramah says you have a chiv to your father before your grandfather. You would have a chiv to both. But your father comes first. What might happen is you give sandik over to your father, but then he'll have his own chiv of kibud. He's supposed to honor his father. He's got sandik. That's a good thing there. He could pass it on to his father.
Hand it off.
Right. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, you lechachila have to give it to your grandfather. But according to all the others, you would have to give it to first to your father, but it could be your father would have an obligation to give it to his father. And it might end up granted. Right. Before you know, they'll be passing this baby around. What about honoring somebody la'ach or misa? So that's a little trickier. There's no idea they're going to pass it off. There you have to pick one.
That's
so there, Hashem Shan the Ramah, one would say you honor the father over the grandfather. And I'll point out, based on one of the answers I gave before, the Gil Marshal, that would apply. You could have scenarios like this. Let's say the grandfather was a huge gadol, the gadol Ador. And so who should I honor? My grandfather, the God of Adar, or my father? Shlomo Eger says, Kibud Avim comes first. First, one honors one parent before a grandparent, even if that grandparent was a great, huge God. That was the Gilling. The Beis Hillel, correct. You're right. According to the Beis Hillel, right, excellent. According to the Beis Hillel, one would have to honor a parent even before a grandparent. And finally, with this issue, what about tuition? Now, anytime it comes to money, you want to step back. I'm not ready to pass this halacha l'maisa. I don't want to do anybody in. But really, the Gemara in Kedushin itself says it. The Gemara in Kedushin says it's a chiv on a grandparent to teach Torah to his grandchild. Now, just like there's a chiv of a parent to teach Torah to his child, from the days of Shul Ben Yamo, right? That lemaisa nowadays, practically, most children are not learning from their parents, they're learning in yeshiva. So a parent paying tuition is fulfilling his chiv to some degree of teaching Torah to his child. Parents should still learn with their children if they're able to. But going to yeshiva, fill that chiv. If there's a chiv of a grandparent to teach Torah to a grandchild, giving money to yeshiva, especially towards tuition, not just for generous donation, is a means of filling that chiv. A grandparent should also have the schus, come to Avos Abanim, learn with your grandchild. That's a chiv. But I think you see from here another beautiful idea. Maybe we'll end with this. What the way the Bach takes this idea, before I saw this Bach, I look at them as two separate things. There's a chiyuv of a grandfather teach Torah to his grandchild. Okay. Now we want to have a discussion, is there a chiyuv of kavod to a grandfather? So the Bach says, of course there is. If you have to teach Torah, he's your son for that. He's also your son in kibud avim for that. Beautiful idea. A certain aspect of the relationship of kibud avim stems from the fact not just a father is a partner in creation with a child, but a father is responsible for teaching Torah to a child. And who adin a grandfather is responsible to teach Torah to a child. And that relationship to teaching Torah automatically comes with it a certain respect. Kibud avim, part of it is the father teaches you Torah, the father pays for your tuition for you to learn Torah. That's part of the connection of the respect that a parent is due vis-a-vis the child because of the Torah that he's teaching them. And therefore the Bach says, Hu adin to a grandfather and a grandchild. You know, I think in the yeshivas you have that sometimes. I remember as a kid growing up. You know, there's, you know, don't get me wrong. There's, you know, I played baseball with my kid, and I look forward to Bez Hashem one day playing baseball with my grandkids. And there's lots of wonderful, fun time of Hanukkah parties, parents and grandchildren. But the aspect of Torah, the responsibility to teach Torah, not just one to his children, but one to his grandchildren, that creates a certain bond. Certain connection that might be the basis of an idea of kavod, of honoring one's parents, one's grandparents. And Bez Hashem, we should all be on the zochet to nachas, both our children and our grandchildren.